You're listening to Bible Prophecy Daily, a weekday podcast where Bible prophecy matters and matters greatly.
On my website, it's called Seals, Trumpets, Bowls, at the same time or one after the other, i.e. concurrent, recapitulation, or consecutive, progressive. And I'll leave a link for this article in the show notes at alankirshner.com/36. And I want to do a podcast on this because obviously I want to get as many people exposed to this argumentation as possible, not just on a written blog article, but on audio as well. And, you know, when interpreters approach the book of Revelation, there's a lot of different levels of interpretation. And one particular level is, you know, how does one understand the nature of the septets in the book of Revelation? Septets are sets of sevens. I believe there's five of them in the book of Revelation. I want to focus on three of them, and that is, those are the seals, trumpets, and bowl judgments. The pre-wrath position has a lot in common with post-tribulationist. The main focus, of course, is that we believe that the church will encounter this eschatological antichrist persecution, that we are not going to be raptured out of here before the end-time persecution, but the church will experience this worst persecution ever. And although I do wish more post-tribs would focus or emphasize the future aspect. A lot of post-tribulationists, they tend to historicize a lot of their eschatology. And that's where pre-wrath is unique, because we have a focus on the futurist interpretation of the Antichrist Great Tribulation, because we believe the Bible has that focus. So pre-wrath has affinities with the post-trib view. And just as a side note, I've read on different websites and even publications where some interpreters trying to compare the pre-wrath position to X, Y, or Z position, and they typically say, well, the pre-wrath position, it's a quote-unquote modified mid-trib view, or it's basically the mid-trib view. And no, it's not actually. I'm not sure where they actually get that. It's not. In fact, the mid-trib view, if you look at mid-trib views, interpretations, a lot of them actually believe in imminency. And a lot of their interpretation is very similar to pre-tribulationists. So I would actually accurately say that the mid-trib view and the pre-trib view have affinities with each other, whereas the pre-wrath and the post-trib view have affinities with each other. That's the best way to, if someone wants to, you know, what's the pre-wrath view? You know, you can compare it to post-trib, but there are important differences that pre-wrath has with post-tribulationists. And you know, post-tribulationism has been around for centuries, and so you have more interpretations that I think in recent decades have been shown to be not viable. And I think the pre-wrath has demonstrated that, has maybe looked at certain texts afresh again, and have said, no, it's not this way. It's actually, I think the better reading is this way. And one of those interpretations is, how do we understand the relationship between the seals, trumpets, and bowls? Okay, so one of the post-trib view, they would take the seals, trumpets, and bowl judgments. Of course, the pre-wrath view would see that the trumpet in the bowl judgments is God's wrath, not the seals. But the post-trib view would interpret these three septets as happening roughly about the same time, okay? And even many, there's post-tribs who believe that the corresponding elements are actually the same events. That is, for example, the seventh trumpet is the seventh bowl. I think that's really grossly reading into Scripture and saying, making Scripture say much more than it does. But for all practical purposes, they believe that whether they see it as the same event or not, they see it happening at the same time. Over the years of studying post-tribulationism, I'm convinced that this post-trib interpretation is actually necessary for their framework because there's a certain deep-seated presupposition that they hold to. So basically in this first episode, what I'm doing here is I'm trying to set up the context of this interpretation and in response to the post-trib view. And then next week, in the second part, I am going to actually provide the evidence for showing for the consecutive view, not the concurrent view, but showing the consecutive view is the best way to understand the book of Revelation. Okay, so this presupposition that forces, in my view, post-tribs to interpret the seals, trumpets, and bowl judgments happening at the same time, this presupposition is that they believe that the Battle of Armageddon in Revelation 19, with Christ appearing in the sky with his heavenly armies, they would say that that is the second coming. Or they would say that's the beginning of the second coming, the beginning of the parousia. And yet, many post-tribs, there's a problem with that, and they recognize it, the immediate discrepancy, okay? They would say that, well, the book of Revelation also shows that the day of the Lord's wrath unfolds before the battle of Armageddon, during the trumpet and the bowl judgment. So, in other words, they would say, well, and rightly so, they would say, well, how can we have the second coming beginning at the Battle of Armageddon, but at the same time having his judgments happening before the second coming? That's a very good question. And I'm glad they see that discrepancy. So, in other words, they recognize that the discrepancy is affirming that God's people have been resurrected between the sixth and the seventh seal in Revelation 7. So it's not just the judgment happening before the second coming, but they also recognize that between the sixth and the seventh seal, the great multitude, right? They would, and rightly so, they would see that as that's the resurrection that happened. Well, how can you have that happening at that time, right? But then they'll say that the resurrection happens in association with the Battle of Armageddon in Revelation 19, which initiates the second coming. That is a contradiction, not just a discrepancy, really. It's a contradiction in their system. So how do they get around that? Well, there's some post-tribs who just simply say, well, God protects his people on earth. And there's a lot of arguments against that. I'm not arguing against that position today. I'm arguing against a different post-trib interpretation. But they still have the problem. There's still the problem of you can't associate the resurrection with the Battle of Armageddon if you have it, again, at the between the sixth and seventh seal. Okay? Now, the vast majority of post-tribulationists would say that to push the trumpet judgments in association with the Battle of Armageddon and to push the resurrection to the Battle of Armageddon, they would say, oh, there's recapitulation. And they would say that there's a concurrent view of the trumpet judgments and bowl judgments. Since this is a very important point of disagreement with post-tribulationists, what I'm going to do is, again, This is going to be for next week. I am going to lay out the arguments against this view. I don't even think it's implausible. I think it's, just, again, it's just contradictory. And at the same time, it's also going to argue that the consecutive progressive framework is the most natural. That's the view that the pre-Rath takes. It's the most natural intended interpretation of the relationships of the seals, trumpets, and bulls. So what I'm going to do here in the remaining part of this episode is I want to summarize, okay? And I'm going to leave a link in the show notes, alankirshner.com/36, of two charts. Sometimes it's easier to see some charts to illustrate this. Two charts, one of the consecutive progressive framework, which pre-Rath holds to, and then the other one is the concurrent recapitulation chart. Let me summarize my view of the relationship between the bowls or the seals, trumpets, and bowls. It's called the consecutive view or progressive view. I put them together, the consecutive progressive view, okay? And this view, this interpretation, views the septets as there's a sequential chronological framework, okay, for the seals, trumpets, and bowls. That is, the seal trumpet, or the seal trumpet bowl septets, okay, the sets of sevens, they are going to happen in a consecutive progressive fashion, with each septet consecutively following each other. For example, the trumpet septet cannot begin until the seventh seal is opened. So no trumpets can happen before the seventh seal is opened. And the bowl septet cannot happen before the seventh trumpet is blown. So no bowls can happen before the seventh trumpet. The last judgment element of the day of the Lord's wrath, in other words, will be the seventh bowl. So accordingly, the seventh seal and the seventh trumpet serve as transitions to the next set of God's climaxing judgments. And then it culminates with the seventh bowl. So if you can visualize this, and again, I'm going to have a chart in the show notes, the consecutive progressive framework would have that the seals would happen first. The first one happens second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh seal. Now, don't get me wrong. There can be overlap between the effects of the seals, all right? So, you know, the effects of the first seal opening can carry into the second seal. And the second can carry into the third, okay? But the third can't happen before the second, and the second can't happen before the first. I hope you understand that, what I'm arguing for and what I am not arguing for, okay? And only until the seventh seal is open, then you have the trumpet judgments will happen in consecutive order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then only once the seventh seal is open, then you have the seven bowls judgments happening, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That is the consecutive progressive framework. And then finally, the concurrent, as I mentioned before, concurrent recapitulation framework. So post-tribulationists, they subscribe to this view, the concurrent recapitulation framework, with the septets occurring at the same time, with the judgment elements giving different emphases or perspectives. That's kind of how they describe that. For example, they would say that the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth bowl describe the same event, or from just a different angle, or they are, again, they're different events just happening at the same time. So accordingly, the last element in the day of the Lord's wrath describes the seventh of each septet, okay? Let me repeat that. They would say that the last element in the day of the Lord's wrath describes the seventh of each element. Thus, the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, and the seventh bowl is the same event from the different perspectives. Post-tribulationists who hold that it does not describe the exact same event, but they affirm, you know, three different elements that occur roughly at the same time. But again, for all practical purposes, the main point is that both of these post-trib interpretations do not view the trumpets and the bowls occurring after the seventh seal is opened. And I should note that this debate does not hinge on whether each judgment element or whether each judgment element within the septets succeed each other. That is not the issue. This debate does not hinge on whether each judgment element within the septets succeed each other. Okay? The main question is, does each of the three septets themselves succeed each other in a consecutive, or do they simultaneously unfold in a concurrent fashion? So my aim is to demonstrate that the concurrent view is flawed. And next week I'm going to argue that for the consecutive nature to the three septets, showing that the seventh seal does not depict the culmination, but the introduction to the day of the Lord's wrath via the seven trumpets and culminating in the seventh bowl. So let me repeat that again. So I'm going to show that the consecutive nature to the three septets, showing that the seventh seal does not depict the culmination, but the introduction to the day of the Lord's wrath through the seven trumpets and culminating in the seven bowls. That's a pretty big difference of interpretation, wouldn't you think so? I mean, you know, does the seventh seal introduce or culminate the day of the Lord's wrath? That's huge. That's a huge question. I think the clear evidence is that the seventh seal does not complete the day of the Lord's wrath. It introduces the day of the Lord's wrath. I mean, this is why I think the post-trib view is a very awkward forcing. I mean, if there's any type of framework that is illegitimate to force upon Scripture, it's this interpretation. It just doesn't make any sense. But they have to do that for the presupposition. And I've, you know, again, why the recapitulation? Why this view? And I think there's two main observations from the book of Revelation that lead post-tribulationists to conclude the concurrent recapitulation theory is correct. And remember, I noted the presupposition before, but there's two other types of observations, and that is, you know, they're not going to say, hey, my presupposition forces me to read it this way. They're not going to do that. But that's what that's how I read it. That's how I don't know how else to explain why they're forced to put this framework on the septets. Now, they'll say, well, it's recapitulatory because the septets possess a similar structure. They'll say that, right? They'll say, well, it's a similar structure and thinking these, you know, they depict the same events with different emphases. For example, they draw attention to, well, at least two observations. The first four elements of each septet share a structured unit. And then the first two septets, the seals and trumpets, contain a parenthetical section between the sixth and the seventh seal. The sixth and seventh, element. But this is a non sequitur. This is a non sequitur, no pun intended, to reason because, yeah, they share similar forms, okay? But again, it's a non sequitur to say, well, then they must possess the same content and occur at the same time. That's a fallacy. The fallacy is you're equating similarity with identity. Okay, the fallacy of equating similarity. Well, they're similar, therefore they must be identical. Now, the second observation is really where their theory either fails or stands. And that is, they're going to point out, not just remember the first one, they'll say, well, the structure is very similar. And the second observation is that they will point out similarities between the sixth and the seventh element of each septet, along with their parenthetical sections, concluding all three must describe the end. They argue that since there cannot be three ultimate ends, they recapitulate the trumpet and bowls back into the seals, giving a composite of a single event. There's a scholar by the name of Marco Jahinian, pinpoints their key argument for the recapitulation theory. This is what he writes. He says, regarding the septets, the recapitulation theory seems to be logically necessary only if one sees the end narrated or described before the seventh bowl. That is, if the end has indeed been reached already with the seals or trumpets, but another end is still to come with the seventh bowl, then some sort of recapitulation theory appears to be necessary. Thus, it is the end that is being described before the seventh bowl, which both requires recapitulation and constitutes the primary evidence for it. So, I think, again, he does. He really pinpoints this. This is in an article. It's called Recapitulation, Chronological Progression in John's Apocalypse Towards a New Perspective. This is in the Journal of New Testament Studies, 2000, volume 49, 2003, page 545. So this is a great point. And again, he pinpoints an assumption that they make. The seventh seal describes the end. The seventh trumpet describes the end. But that's not the case. it's only the seventh bowl that describes the end. The other final elements, the seventh seal, seventh trumpet, they are transitions to a higher intensity of a set of judgments. There's a progression. If you read the seals and the trumpets and the bowls, you see that each septet, the nature of it, gets more intense. The trumpets are more intense than the seals. The bowls are much more intense than the trumpets. It's all culminating. But yet, post-tribs make the error of thinking it's all the same. It's all happening at the same time. Why? Because they have to resolve that presupposition that I talked about before. And that is this idea of how can we not get the day of the Lord's wrath before, you know, Armageddon, or at least, you know, how can we associate the resurrection with the battle of Armageddon? That they need to do that to fit their post-trib presupposition of the rapture, resurrection happening at the Battle of Armageddon, and you can't do that. So next week, in part two, I'm going to give some good reasons against the concurrent recapitulatory framework of the septets. And at the same time, I will be showing that it is the consecutive progressive structure that is the most natural interpretation.